Hi, I'm Dan Wilt. All of us have in our lives people who we've seen go through tremendous trials and difficulties. And instead of wallowing in self-pity or allowing a root of bitterness to sink itself into the soil of their soul, they seem to come out not bitter, but better. They came out of it more generous, more caring than it seems that they were before. We admire those people. We respect them. One of those people for me is my wife's grandmother. She died a few years ago, and she was one of the last living survivors of the Armenian genocides at the turn of the last century. She was an amazing woman, and we sat her down one day in the midst of our children and asked her simply to tell her story. She told of how they were awakened in the middle of the night, one particular evening. They were marched outside, their entire family. The men were put in the churches and they were burned in front of their wives and children. Then she told stories of how they were marched through the Syrian desert, the women and the children, until they died. There's a miraculous story she has of how she was rescued from that experience. But as she was telling this story, one of my children spoke up. "Do you forgive them? Do you forgive them?" And she looked at my child and she got a big, beautiful smile across her face. And she said, "Of course I forgive them, because unforgiveness, honey, doesn't hurt them. It hurts us." What was she saying? She was saying when we allow a root of bitterness in our lives to take root, to go deep in the soil of our hearts, when we allow self-pity to encapsulate us in its tomb, it chokes out the fragrance of the flower that every life is. Your life, my life, is a sweet flower with a sweet fragrance. Her name, Sirenush, actually meant sweet flower. The worshiper chooses to take those trials and tribulations in life, to forgive, to let go, to give them back to God, and then to allow their lives to be a generous fragrance of caring and goodness to all those around them. I'd like to invite you into more conversations about the worshiping life with me, Dan Wilt, at keepthefaith.com.